Blog Talk Radio. This call is being recorded.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let your light shine, Lord. Oh, thank you. Let your light shine. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. In our lives, let your light shine our lives, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, you've been so good. Been so good. Yes, you have. You've been so good, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All those that today are homeless, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. All those enemies, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Only they knew you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your goodness. For your kindness. For your long suffering. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You knew, Lord, in my mother's womb where I was going to be, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You chose my path, Lord. You know what you were doing, Lord. You knew what you were doing, Lord. You chose my path, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was going one way, but you turned me around. You turned me around. You turned me around, Lord. You turned me around. And we go in the right direction, Lord. It's you, Lord. You are the right direction, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pasture, Lord Jesus. You lead us. Beside the still water, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have all your silver to go, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The man cannot give you, God. They cannot, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being over by the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You want to give us shelter and clothing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You want to be the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You bring us out the storm, Lord Jesus. May you give us shelter, Lord Jesus, in the midst of the storm, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Speak, Lord Jesus. Speak a word today, Lord Jesus. It is still focus for us today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have breath today, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands this morning. Give him glory. Lift your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For being a good God. Yes, you are, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So you are so good, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And honey in a honeycomb, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, everyone. Those on social media, those are on the line, and those are in the house. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning that you are here today. It's a good morning. You never have a living today. It's a good morning. You are not in the hospital today. It's a good morning. It's a good morning. Hey, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is in his place. Hallelujah. So we brought him here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the villain don't have it. But we brought it here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So now we're going to have a prayer about every people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's all spent. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you all today, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I guess we can have a short testimony service. Anybody desire to testify the goodness of the Lord throughout the week? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Each and every day, you make the ways of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank the Lord for keeping my mind.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for helping me, overcome anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It was a specific kind. It was a social.
Right.
Because I'm so used to being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to talk to people. Mm-hmm. Y'all do hear me talk, but, you know, just,
I've been nervous. Amen. 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 Thank you, Super Prudos. Amen. Is anyone else? Anyone online?
I just give God the glory. I just praise this morning because he's worthy. I just can thank him for so many things. I don't have time to man them all. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, mine is kind of long, so I say my offer. You know? Yeah, he said, you don't want me to testify or know what Lord has done for me. So it's kind of long, so I'll do it later. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I guess it's the name thing. Is the praise team ready?
Amen.
Amen. Well, come on then, praise team. Let's rock the house. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah on this morning. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Worthy to be magnified.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. We can remember the place. We can be worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Every place.
Every place.
All I was a Jesus, That's what we call it. Y'all getting better and better and better. Amen. I thank God that. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That God is moving. And God is moving on his own time. Amen. I've got to learn how to be patient with the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that is the thing that we have to do. We have to learn how to be patient with the Lord. I read one of the psalms that said, I waited patiently on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he inclined his ears to hear my cry. But you got to be patient. Sometimes we want everything in a hurry, want to be done quickly. Thank God for the pre-vote, amen, that God willing to speak a word to me. And so I thank God for the word.
Amen, amen.
And we have to be patient, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so sometimes, you know, in life.
Somebody your homegirl be speaking on me. Come up, Peter.
You know, sometimes when you're praying and you're praying and it seems that God don't hear you sometimes. You feel that way. You know, like God, well, you're not hearing me, God. You're not hearing me. You know, I'm here before you. Every morning I'm before you, Lord. I'm crying out to you. And it seems that you don't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to learn how to be patient.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give God opportunity. Amen. Because, you know, someone said, you know, between the beginning and the end, there's a space between the beginning and the end. It started here, and there was time, and then that's going to be the end. And so right now, we're in between, amen.
Yes.
So God is letting you know, and letting you know that even in your life, you're in between.
Amen.
Amen. But you want to make it, amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So we got to know that we're going to make it, amen. Well, we are in between right now, but it's only the after and the maker. And so everything in between, you still know you're going to make it to the end. And so I believe God will see me through and see us through. That all we have prayed for and all that we have spoken of is going to come to pass.
Yes.
Amen. And yes. I believe God, regardless of whatever's going on, however things look. But one thing about it, I've learned something, you know, I'm learning something. And I'm saying I'm learning something. It's not that I'm going to say that I know a lot of things, but I'm learning some things. Things that God said to us as people of God, amen. I wrote it down, I took it down. Matthew chapter 12, I know it's Matthew chapter 12. I want you to go with it. I think it's 12 and 36. I can't find it right now. Amen. Now, Matthew 7 and 36, amen. But anyway, let us pray anyway. Before we start, we want to give a prayer in. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your word today, Lord. We give you praise and thanks, Lord, for we know your word always does what you sent it to do. And we thank you today, Lord, for your word doing all the things that you said it would do. And we thank you for you bringing your word to pass in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And I was going to say but I had a thing he said. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And in one thing, Matthew 12 and 36 and 37. And that's where I was right, amen. Amen. Well, what Lord is saying to us is children of God, because we are sons of God, amen. And one thing we just got to stop identifying with Adam. You're no more of Adam anymore. You're now of Christ, and now 1 John 3:2 says, but now are we the sons of God, amen. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he appear, we shall be just like him, amen. And so we got to come back to a place to recognize who we are in Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to recognize, you got to watch what you're thinking, what you're saying, because faith coming by hearing. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to tell everybody, start saying who you are. Start speaking who you are. Amen. Don't let the enemy tell you that you are not who God said you are. I'm a son of God because it's not just what I said about it, but it's what God said about it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, as long as I keep identifying with Adam, I'm going to act like Adam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as I keep identifying with a thing, amen, I'm going to become like that thing, amen. And but for us, we're supposed to become like God, amen. And so now, from now on, I tell everybody I'm a son of God. Somebody said, well, how do you do that? I said, I didn't make myself this. See, I realize that who I am by the grace of God, amen. And it is God who made me that I didn't take, that you don't take this title upon yourself, but it's a title that God has given us, amen. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus himself said, I'm a son. And everybody got angry and upset with him because he said that he was the son of God, but he was just saying who he was. And whenever we, as faithful God, begin to start speaking who you are in Christ, not in yourself, but who we are in Christ Jesus, then I am. Mm-hmm. Even Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, I don't deserve to be called to be who I am, but nevertheless, I am who I am. How? By the grace of God. Come on, it's the grace of God that is Jesus for us. It wasn't anything that we did for ourselves, but everything that we have, it is God that gave it to us, amen. And everything that we say about ourselves, we are already saying what God says about us. And then we recognize and realize that that is who we are, then we are denying what God has said about us. What is that? Matthew, what is it, 12, 36, and 37. Let's look at some scriptures here for a moment, because we want to have the word of God, because in order to have the word of God, you have to have the truth of God, and the word of God is truth, amen. Because you know, I believe that who I am, I'm going to see acting like who I used to be, amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what does he say? He talks about, now notice about the word here, that, which is that? Yeah, Matthew 12, 36 and 37.
And an evil person, or are you trying to be a good person?
Well, let's read the whole thing, because we're going to see what takes place here in our lives. Because, you know, many times the way the word goes, because people are different. Read 36 and 37.
But I say unto you
uh-huh.
that every idle word that men shall speak, that shall come.
Now, notice what he said now. For I say unto you that what?
Every idle word
that you speak,
they shall give account thereof.
You're going to have to give account for the words that come out of your mouth. Amen.
In the day of judgment.
Read on.
For by thy word, thou shalt be justified.
Thou shalt be justified.
And by thy word, thou shalt be condemned.
Look what he said. He didn't say by his. He really didn't say by his word. But what he said,
by your own word,
you're going to be justified, and by your own words, you're going to be condemned. So we condemn ourselves with our own words.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
And not only do you condemn yourself, but he said, just as that you condemn yourself with your own word, you can be justified by your own word. Mm-hmm. So let me say what God has said about me. And when I say what God has said about me, then I'm justified in the saying, amen, because this is what God has said about me, amen. And so let me say what God says about me, and let God be true, and even let myself be a lie, or even let every man be a lie. Let me say what God says about me, amen.
Right.
And so when I say what God says about me, then I can be caught.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to realize that your words matter. We don't think our words matter, but in the direction that in your life that you want to go,
mm-hmm.
words.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Words, you're condemning yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Words, amen, you're putting yourself down. Words, amen, you're belittling yourself. Words, the reason you're not who God made you to be is because of your own words. Because you won't accept what God did for you already, amen.
Amen.
He said, we won't believe him. I told you over and over, but you won't believe me. I told you who you are. I told you what I've done for you. I even gave my son to prove that I had did it. I sent back the Holy Ghost to put in your heart so you can accept it, so that you might know that what I've said, I've done.
Yes.
So So the doubt and unbelief is enough. It's not with God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So we have to be careful with our own words of what we're saying about ourselves all the time. You know, everybody used to say all the time, well, Paige, why do you say, hey, amen, I'm going to live to be 120? Well, I just keep those words in my mouth, amen. Why? Because, amen, if words give you life and words give you death, amen, what does the scripture say? Death and life is in what? The palm of the tongue. So if I want to change my life, I change my life with what I say by myself. This is how we get changed, amen. Everything was done by the word, amen. God spoke his word and it was so, amen. God spoke his word and it was done. And so God tells us to speak his word. He said, well, say what I say about you, amen. If you say what I say about you, then if word manifested itself, then what you have said about yourself can be manifested through your own words. We don't like to talk like this, but I thank you, sister, for you telling me this is what God has said, because I was going to talk about something else. I was going to go a whole different way. Mm-hmm. Because of something somebody said to me.
Amen.
I was going to go a whole different way. Amen. But when she said that, Lord said, those words that I put in your mouth, those are my words. I want you to speak my word.
Amen.
And so I had to come back. And didn't know where I was, but I had to come back to the word. For what God is saying to the people, because most of the time, people, that they don't realize that they are condemned and they are changed because of their own words.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I had on the line there Friday, amen. And I was talking about these things about the word, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a sister come on the line and she said, she was talking about how bad her day was. I want you to pray for me, Pastor, because, you know, this going on and this happening, amen. And right away, I said, I'm not going to pray for you. She said, what? I said, I'm not going to pray for you. I said, what did God say? God said, tell your day what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Speak to your day, amen.
Yeah.
Speak to your situation. Mm-hmm. Speak to your problem. Don't let your problem dictate to you how it's going to be, but you dictate to your problem what you want it to be. I said, tell your day what you want it to be.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Talk to your day, amen. And tell your day, this day going to be prosperous. This day going to be blessed, amen. And I'm going to help you. This day is going to be successful,
amen.
Because he said, you say with your words, your words, your words, your words. He said, you're sort of speaking it. But the thing about us, we don't say nothing. And I said, a cat get our tongue and we refuse to speak what God says, amen. What God said, he gave you the power and the ability to do. He said, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and then you shall eat the fruit of your tongue. And so if I'm going to eat the fruit of my tongue, my words, what I say that comes out of my mouth, amen, I eat the fruit. And if I eat the fruit, if whatever I have spoken out of my mouth, I'm going to eat that fruit. I'm going to eat that fruit. No, I'm going to be partakers of my word.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where we get to a place we got to say we got to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to believe what God said. If God said, say in the word. That's what the man told you. Say in the word.
Yeah.
Because we realize the power that was in words. See?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about it? The power that is in the word of God? And because you are sons of God now, amen. And if Jesus spoke a word and the Father carried out his word that he spoke, then how much so you being a son of God?
Amen.
I'm talking about words here, amen. Hallelujah. Because we're always trying to get something. And we're always trying to do something. This is why we have to be people of faith.
Amen.
We can't look at what we see. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak against what we see, amen,
amen.
And call in what we believe, amen.
Amen.
I can't think of the exact scripture right now, but Paul said, We believe in, I believe in therefore I have spoken, and we believe in therefore we also speak.
Yes.
I speak what I believe.
Amen.
If I believe and if I say with my mouth and believe in my, I mean, that's the scripture, Mark 11, amen. Mark chapter 11. See, we got to get to what we believe, what the word says.
Amen.
We're not accepting what God has said about us.
Amen.
We're supposed to be people of faith. Mark chapter 11, I believe it's verse 22, I believe. Hallelujah. And let's look at it from the word. If this is the word, amen, let me what? Let me say what the word says, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said come to pass.
Stop right there now. And whatsoever those things he said.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say God. I mean, God said, but he said, whatsoever you say.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying, whatsoever you say, mm-hmm. you shall have what you say because of the words. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. See, this is where when you really, when he said, have faith in God. If I have faith in God, I will have faith in the word of God.
Amen.
God is the word, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the word.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we talk about Jesus, we're talking about the word.
Yes.
When I speak the word, I'm speaking Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus is his word, amen.
Hallelujah.
He and his word is one, so when I speak faith, amen, in the word of God. I'm speaking faith in Jesus. So whatsoever you say, start telling your situation what to do and stop letting me tell you what to do.
Amen.
Start telling your anxiety where to go, amen, and not let it dictate to you, amen. Start telling your oppression where to go and not let your oppression tell you what to do, amen. Start telling your problems. Speak to your problems, amen. Start telling your start telling, I don't have a bill folder, but start telling your bill folder what you want it to be, amen. Come on. Listen, you're speaking to your problem, amen.
Yes.
Speak to the spirit of poverty, amen. Start telling poverty how it's going to be. You don't belong over here anymore. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And through my mouth, amen, I have power through the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Why haven't we learned to start telling situations what to do rather than let it tell us?
Yes, amen.
Do we have faith, amen? Do we have faith in God, amen? Because here is his word. His word is telling us what to say. Speak to the mountain and be thou removed. Speak to my situation and tell it to be removed. And believe what? Believe God always carry out his word. Hallelujah. Come on, let no doubt and unbelief that God is not going to carry out his word. And like we were saying, we pray sometimes. And it don't look like it happened, but we have to learn how to have patience. But God says, my word shall come to pass, amen. If you would believe, because all things are possible to them that believe, we are believers.
Amen. Yes.
You are a believer.
Yes, I am.
And so whatever it is in your life, you speak it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I know every time they tell the preacher, we'll speak into their life, amen. But do you realize you can speak into your own life?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
When we look at Romans 10 and 17, it says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. But it did not say who.
The word of God.
It didn't say who. I mean, God's word, but I'm trying to say. It didn't say what person it had to come from.
Right.
so I can talk to myself, amen. It's because if faith comes by hearing, if I have a mouth when I speak God's word, I'm hearing the word, amen. When I pray God's word, I'm hearing God's word, amen. When I say God's word, I'm hearing God's word, so I can build up my own faith.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I say what I want, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I start speaking, oh, Lord, I thank you for the presence of the angels being here, amen. And then I prayed that the other night, and I woke, came in this morning. And what did I come into? We come into a presence, amen.
A presence of God.
Come on. You walked right into the presence of God this morning. When you came in the door, they was already here. Why? Because of words.
Yes.
If we believe that the word of God has power, amen. There's power in the word of God, amen. And because of the power of the word of God, you can say something and it comes to pass.
Yes, Lord.
It all through your words, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't take hold of God's word. We refuse to speak because we allow something to condemn us,
yes.
Amen, by saying what God says about us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. This is why our shortcoming is because we refuse to believe.
Yes.
We refuse to believe in his son and what the son did for us. If we believe that Jesus, if we say we believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day. If you say that you believe that, you have become a believer in God, amen. And because you're a believer, all things are possible to them that believe. If you're a believer and believe that what God has done through his son for you, then I can say what God said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Finish reading that stuff. I mean, this is the word, amen. God, mm-hmm. You got to get back to the word. You got to get back to saying what I say, amen, and speaking what I say. Too much you've been speaking what other folks say, and you're not speaking what I said, amen. Too many times you're doing what other folks said, and you're not doing what I told you to do. Too many times you're believing in everybody else, but you won't believe in my word.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because you look at yourself and think that it's yourself that is doing it, but it's not yourself. God has put his word in your heart. How did God say he would put his word in your heart? He said, I will put my spirit in your heart, amen. And every man might know me from the least to the beginning. That means when he put his spirit, he put his word on the inside of you and gave you the ability to speak his word, amen, and to be decree and declare his word, and he brings it to pass. But not only that God brings the pass, they say the angels always listen to
that. Amen.
You hold that place, Psalm 103:20. And let's look at what the word says, amen. Because too many of you listen to what I say. And sometimes everybody get up with one scripture, then they preach the whole message with one scripture.
Mm-hmm. You take them all in from this.
103:20, amen. And so let's put some word in here, amen. Because if the word has power, I'm going to put God's word in the midst of my message because it's up to God to carry out his own word. He said, I watch over my word to perform my word. That's what he said. I'm watching to perform my word, amen. And not only do I watch and perform my word, I got somebody else standing by to see that my word come to pass. Somebody got 103:20, I believe what it is. Let me see that.
Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Ye angels.
So bless the Lord, ye angels.
And strength.
They got some power, amen. Yes. I tell you, one angel killed 185,000 people by himself.
Mm.
One angel, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And thank God that I got 12 legion angels around me, amen. Mm-hmm. Why is it that I got 12 legion around there? I mean, because Jesus had 12 legion that he controlled.
Yes. Amen.
And then we have the same thing that the Son has because we are Son, amen. Mm-hmm. Did not the Bible say, oh, we got all heirs of salvation with him?
Mm-hmm.
Did not he say that everything belongs to him, belongs to us, amen?
Amen.
And so whatever he had at disposal, it means we have the same thing at disposal because whatever God was saying to him, he said to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. See, we haven't realized that. that we are now, we are his workmanship in the earth now. Jesus is gone back to spirit, amen, and he came back in spirit, and then he empowered us with his spirit so we can do even as he did on the earth, amen. And if he spoke, it came to pass, amen. When he said, tell the devil to go, and the devil went. And when he said, be healed, and they were healed. When he spoke, it came to pass. He said, now, you have that same ability, because I was just talking about myself in the scripture, but I also was talking about you.
Amen.
It's about us. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that scripture say, sister? Psalms 103. And verse 20.
Blessed are ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Wait a minute. Well, what do they do?
They listen
to the voice of his word. Why is it that they're listening to the voice of his word? So that they can carry it out, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we realize that when I start speaking things, I start saying things, amen, then they are listening for the word so that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to have enough faith to believe in
mm-hmm.
the unseen, amen. Somebody say it's foolish to believe in the unseen. No, it's foolish to believe what you see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's foolish to believe what you see.
Amen.
We thought our government was one thing and it was something else. Amen. We thought money was one thing and it was something else. Amen. Hallelujah. You thought you owned something, it was something else. Amen. Hey, I'm a pastor. You better start refusing to believe what you see. Amen.
Amen.
Because everything that you see it is not real. Now you find it out now that the money ain't real. You said it's a note. If it's a note, then it ain't real, amen. It's just a debt.
Wow.
You're going around, got an IOU, amen. That's all it is. You thought it was money, but no, it's just paper, amen. And it ain't real. It ain't real. And you've been carrying around in your pocket. We got a few dollars in our pocket, and we carrying around in the pocket. It ain't even real, amen. You got to watch, not believe in what you see, and better believe in the God that you can't see, amen, and believe in things that you can't see, amen, because if God says there's angels, even though I can't see them, I believe that they're there,
mm-hmm.
because I got faith to believe what God says.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me? Amen.
Amen.
I know I say that all the time. Y'all have to excuse me, but that's just kind of the way I do. I don't mean nothing about it, but I'm just asking. I just want to know. See, sometimes you can hear and then haven't heard.
Amen.
Sometimes you can listen and not hear.
Yes,
and so therefore sometimes you have to bring it back. And so y'all listen to what I'm saying. And I'm trying to make my point, amen, so that you can hear what I'm saying about the word of God, amen.
Amen.
So that, and the reason that I say what I say so that you might believe.
Amen.
And so you can see right here, it says, not only does God watches over his word to perform it, but now he's got ministers and spirits that watch over his word to perform it. But you got to be willing to say it.
Amen.
Because they're the one that's going to be helping in the process. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God is doing it, but they're helping in the process. Angels are spirits. And the Elohim is the God of spirit. Amen. That is the Elohim. He's the God of spirits. And I mean, he's in control of them. Amen. And he watches and makes sure that they do what they're supposed to do. Because if they don't do what they're supposed to do, he'll charge them with sin.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We got to learn as children of God to get back to speaking the word.
Amen.
Who should else just say?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Start telling your day what you wanted to be. Start telling faith what you wanted to be. Amen. Faith called it that which is not as well as though it is. Amen. I'm not going to call it as I see it. I'm going to call it as I believe it.
Yes.
And so when I walk in now, I'm going to start saying things. Amen. The angels are there already here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If they ain't here, they better come. Amen. I'm already saying my blessing is already here. If it's not here, you better come, amen. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to start speaking the word of God over your life, everyday life. Whatever direction you need to go in, all it takes is words.
Amen. Amen.
I'm reading James chapter 1, amen. Let's go to James chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're trying to get to the word. Now, we ain't going to be just preaching and jumping up shouting all the time. We come to listen. We come to learn. Because, you know, you realize something I was going to do earlier this morning. I had told Apostle Bailey, amen, that I wanted him to do it, but everybody's not here today, amen. And I wanted him to do it. But what I wanted to do for each and every one, and I might still do it. I don't have to meet him.
Because you got to realize who you are. And I'm going to anoint you to be who you are. Who God says you are, amen.
Mm-hmm. James talk about the tongue. The tongue is a little member. Amen. The tongue is a little member that boasted great things, amen. Let me see it. James, that's chapter 3. Hallelujah. James chapter 3, verse 2, and start reading down. Hallelujah.
Listen at the word of God. Listen to the word of God. So we got to learn how to listen to the word of God, because, you know, all of y'all in here are ministers, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to hear what I said.
Yeah.
You're all ministers, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so stop shucking and thinking just because you don't have prophet or pastor on your title that you are not a minister.
Amen.
See, that's what's been wrong with the church for so long. They kept you in the seat while they got up and performed. They kept you sitting. And then all of a sudden you became their servant instead of being God's servant. Amen.
Amen.
You start serving men and you weren't serving God, but God wants you to be his servant. Amen. To do
amen.
What? To do his work.
Amen.
So I'll read right quick.
For many things we offend.
We just got to talk about now how by your word you can be justified and by your word you can be condemned. So in many things that we offend, we can offend people with words.
Amen.
Is words not a powerful thing?
They are.
Has somebody ever said something to you and you broke down because of what they said?
Amen.
Did it hurt you? Amen.
Yeah.
Did word do damage to you? When your mama told you or your daddy said something to you that you didn't like, it hurt you. Did words can hurt you? Words can kill you. But just as words can kill, words can give life.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible tells us, make sure we got life always in our mouth. Because word changes things.
Mm-hmm.
That is why when you speak to your children sometimes, we have to learn this. You have to watch your words you speak to them, because words can change them. What you are saying to them, even though they're ugly and acting crazy, and even though, you know, they act like they ain't got no sense, but your words you speak to them can change them.
Mm-hmm.
So watch what you say.
Right.
Because words have power.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what they was amazed about, the power that was in the word of Jesus. I mean, he spoke to demons, and I mean, they went to amen. He spoke to the sick, and they got healed. He spoke in their eyes. Was they realized, well, where did this man get all this power, amen? Well, they was asking, well, where did this man get all this ability, amen? But see, Jesus had learned faith in the word. He's on power in the word. Listen at this right quick. Let's read right quick.
If any man offend not in words, the same thing is perfect man.
And what is that? If you don't offend people in words, you can consider to be perfect.
And of the body, the whole body.
You see, most people, amen, you know. Well, just because you didn't say it. No, I didn't say it because I didn't want to offend. You thought it, but it didn't come out of my mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stop offending people with words. Stop offending our children with words, amen. And we offend them when we talk down to them. Instead of talking about how crazy he is, you start thinking, oh man, look how much life he got. So you know, have you ever seen the little children how sometimes they're acting up? And we call it reverse psychology. No, it's not reverse psychology. It's the word.
Come on now.
Amen.
You know, rather than talk about how bad he is, you know, James just acts so good. And he just broke the lamp and turned us, knocked everything off the table, got marbles all over the floor. And you want to beat his behind. But yet you start talking good. You start speaking right. So, James is, I mean, he's just such a little good boy, amen. You know, he don't knock things out. But then everybody going to say, really? He just turned over everything. But you see, it's in his mind, you see. Well, what words that you're putting in him, amen, will change his attitude, amen. Well, what words that you're speaking to others will change their attitude. So I want to speak words of life to you. I don't want to tell you who you are not. I want to tell you who you are. Because that's what's going to change you, amen. See, a lot of times I can preach hell to you as hard as it be. As soon as the fear leaves, everything is gone, amen. But if I can tell you who God has made you and what God has made you and who you are in Christ Jesus, and then all of a sudden that word begin to get in your mind and it will lead you in the direction of the words that I'm speaking to you. So this is why I'm speaking to you the way I'm speaking to you, because I want to direct your mind in the way that the word says that you are.
Amen.
See, it's direction. See, we as the ministers are supposed to give direction. I'm supposed to direct you to the place where God wants you to be.
Amen.
God wants you to be the son. He wants you to act like a son and be like a son and do what the son does. And so I got to lead you in that direction. But if I'm going to lead you in that direction, I got to have words. Me. Are y'all?
Okay.
I'm saying it again. Are y'all listening? Read.
Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us.
Why do we put bits in the horse's mouth?
They may obey us.
You know, I don't know. Y'all were raised on a farm. You know, we had a stubborn mule. We put a pinching bit in his mouth. It was kind that bends. And then we have a good mule, we put a straight bit in his mouth. It didn't take as much for the mule that knew what he was doing, but the one that acted up when you pulled on it real hard, that bitch would paint pitch him on his tongue and cause him to obey.
Amen.
When the other mule, all you had to do was say, yay, whoa, whatever, you know, you had to do. Amen. And that's why you put a bit so that what? He might obey you. And so what God said, put a bridle on your mouth, amen. Make sure that what you're speaking life and not death, amen. Start speaking to your father, not going along with your father, saying what your father is, but saying what you believe they ought to be, amen, rather than what they are. You feel a change. When the sister began to start saying what she wanted her today to be, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit her on the line. The Holy Ghost came upon her. Oh, man, I can hear her in our house. So I'm shouting and praising God right there in our house because she said what I told her to say, what God said. She said how she wanted her day to be, and all of a sudden the whole line broke out in the spirit, broke out on the whole line. Everybody was shouting at her. Because I say, you can see God performs his word. She did what God told her to do. Amen. What I told her to do, what God said. She did it all of a sudden. She realized that word was the truth. A lot of times you will never see the work of God or a miracle in your life until you first believe it. And then after you believe that word, you got to act on that word. And then God brings the word to pass. Because that's the faith we got to have in God. He brings it to pass.
Amen.
He brings what I say to pass. Okay? Words. By your mouth, you're going to be justified. And by your mouth, you're going to be condemned. Amen. Continue to read, sister. Let me get through.
And we turn about their whole body.
Uh-huh.
Behold, also the ship, with though they be so great and are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned about with very small hand.
So they're turned by a very small hail. you know, the thing on the back of the boat? A big old ship, you know, maybe the thing on might not be about 12 foot or something like that, you know. But it turns a big old ship. It might be tall and deep, but sometimes it's about 12 to 15 foot that it turns the ship. A whole big 300 foot ship is just a little helm back there that caused it to go in the direction that you wanted to go. What God is saying to us, your tongue. Your tongue is a little member. And it'll turn you to any direction that you wanted to go through words. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your own tongue. Not somebody else's tongue, amen. But your own tongue, amen.
Yeah.
It'll turn your own tongue, your own words have turned your life from going one direction to the other one, amen. Your own tongue can start your mind to thinking in the way direction that you wanted to go. Your own mouth. Not somebody else's mouth, but your own mouth, amen.
Right.
Huh? Another helm can turn a great big ship all the way around. This is why it says in Romans, see, we wonder why it says, a lot of people use that for something else, amen. Romans 10 and 9. A lot of people use well, that means you get saved, amen. But you know what that really says to you? If thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, amen. See, this is where confession comes in. Eh? Whatever it is that I want to go, I'm going to make a confession of that, amen. Whatever direction I want my mind to go, I'm going to confess that, amen. Wherever I want to go in life, I will confess that, amen. Praise God. See, wherever point and place you want to be in life, you need to confess the place that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to find the place, amen. You have to find the place, amen, before you can plot the course.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See, if I'm going to New York, I got to go in there and look and see what time am I going on in New York, amen. And so I've got to look at where I am, and I've got to see where I'm going. Now I plot the course to get there. You see, what your mouth, amen, plot the course of your life.
Amen.
What it is that you want to be, whatsoever you desire when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that you receive it, that you shall have it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever desire you have when you pray,
mm-hmm.
when you pray, when you speak when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
You hear yourself when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have faith for what you pray, your own words, the little tongue that is in your mouth, can direct you to the place that you want to go in life. Amen.
Amen.
So where is it in life now that you want to go? What is in life that you want to be? Amen. It says, if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that you were saved. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It says you shall be saved. So we have to watch words. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people pray for, now you say, now you shall be saved because of the words that came out of your mouth. Shall be. That means there's some continuation, and shall is always continuation. Is that right, sister? There's continuation in shall.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But at least you're headed in the direction. But now, because of your words, you're headed in the right direction. Because of the words that you came out of your mouth is going to point you in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to point you to Jesus now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when it points you to Jesus, then what must I do to be saved? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sin, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, confession points you in the direction to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going in the right direction. I've got to look now and see, where do I need to go to get to what I just said?
Amen.
Is there everything in your life in the place that you want to be? Have you looked at the direction and which to go in order to arrive at that place? Amen. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, Well, what do you want to do in life? I don't know. Say, what? You're 40 years old and you don't know where you want to go, what you want to do in life? I said, he that fails the plan to fail. Mm-hmm. If you don't have no plan or course in your life, where are you going? What's going to be your arrival if you don't have no plan? How are you going to get there without a plan? There's no plan of action. How do you arrive somewhere that you didn't plan to get there? He said, I don't know. I said, then you need to go plan and see what you want out of life, amen. And let Jesus lead you the way, amen.
Amen.
I said, the reason we accept Jesus because we always got direction. Because he's going to lead us to the things that are good. He's going to lead you to the things that are true. He's going to lead you to the things that have good report. He's going to lead you to the things that have praise. But because that's who he is. Somebody on Facebook, amen. Somebody online today, amen. You need to make a confession of your faith today. And believe that Jesus has risen from the dead and you can be saved. In other words, the thing that you want in the life, you base it on the reason that God is going to do this for me is because of what Jesus did for me. Everything is based on what Jesus did for me, amen.
Amen.
And because of what he did for me, God will do this for me because of what Jesus did for me. See, that's the foundation of everything. These things will take place because of what Jesus did. And so that's you today. If you enjoyed the message, amen. I know time has run out. Amen. If you enjoyed this message today, amen. Click on the link and say you enjoyed it, amen. Or share it with somebody else, amen, if you think it's worth being shared, amen. And then if you'd like to donate anything to us, amen. We're not beggars, amen. We just want you to do what God told you to do, amen. If God tells you to do something, you do it because God told you to do it. Amen. You can send by carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it to PayPal. You can send it to Cash App or Zelle. We will appreciate anything that you send, amen. But spend only if God tells you to spend. So we don't be.
Amen.
And God bless y'all on Facebook today. I'll see y'all next week. I'll share it with somebody. I'll tell somebody else about it. And we appreciate you tuning in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Is there any testimony today? Any prayer requests you got? Amen. Somewhere you want to go in life. Amen. You need us to pray. Need me to pray with you. I'm going somewhere. I don't know where y'all going, but I'm going. Amen. I don't care what y'all come with me or not, but I'm going. I'm going to get what God said. I'm going to get what you get yours or not. I'm going to get mine. Go ahead.
Pray for my child, my son's father, Eric, and his family. He lost his mother, and he was having a hard time since he was the only person that he really had in his life. So pray for him that he'll get through this in his time. And with changes, mother has given him a mother. Probably like the child that his mother has had to pass away before her. So pray for her.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We say with our mouth and believe, Lord, that your word, O Lord, your word is prayer, Lord. We can speak here, Lord, and you can move there. I pray for this family now, Lord, that you would comfort them, O Lord, and may your spirit move in their life. May your spirit bring change in their life, O Lord. And Lord, you may you save them, O Lord, the ones that are lost, O Lord, may they be found by you, Lord. And may your spirit convert them and change them to being what you want them to be. No, no man can come to you, Lord, except the spirit draw them. Let the spirit begin to draw them to you, Lord, that you might bring comfort in their life, that you might bring change, O Lord. Give the mother strength, O Lord, for the loss of a son, Lord. Comfort her with your word, O Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for you doing this thing. We uplift Eric now, Lord, that a change might take place in his life. And, Lord, when he changed, O Lord, may you deliver him out from the bondage that he's in, Lord. And I thank you for bringing him out, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, O Lord, maybe he's even there, Lord, for something he really didn't do. But, Lord, I pray for him now, Lord, that you would deliver him and set him free. And I want to thank you for his deliverance, and I give thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? Let's give the Lord a hand for you.
Hallelujah.
Anyone online, you have anything to say? We getting ready to go? Amen. If no one online, let's stay and be dismissed. Amen. Any words, Sister Prevost?
I ain't really got no words.
Amen.
Well, read Matthew 13 when you get to
it. Amen. Okay. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray my question and ask you what I asked you. That's what he got. I say you in the wings of the
message. Amen. Amen. Anything to say, Miss Becky, before we go? Amen. Go on, dismiss us, sister.
Father, we thank you for being with us today. Father, we thank you for the man of God. Lord, we everybody right now. I'm crying ahead to the soul that you, Father, need to give us strength for that day.
God bless y'all.
You are the last party in the conference.